From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, July 24th. Coming up, we'll learn about how some cities in the Midwest have started buying up medical debt to help their residents. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. An attorney for Sonia Massey's family says the U.S. Department of Justice is now investigating her death. Mawa Iqbal has more.
36-year-old Sonia Massey was unarmed when then-Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson shot her in her Springfield home earlier this month. Massey, who was Black, had called 911 for help. Attorney Ben Crum says county officials initially told the family Massey's gunshot wound was self-inflicted. Massey's teenage son, Malachi Hill, says he asked authorities repeatedly what happened.
And they didn't tell me who. They were just saying somebody. They never would tell me who. They just kept on saying someone shot her. They would never tell me who shot my mom, though.
Sean Grayson is now facing murder charges. The Justice Department did not respond to a request for comment. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Urbana schools are working to source more locally grown produce thanks to a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. As IPM's Analiko Ochuba reports, School District 116 received almost $100,000.
The farm-to-school grant will support the purchase of fruits and vegetables from more local sources, including Sola Gratia Farms. Fiona Monroe is education coordinator for Sola Gratia. She says having fresh foods at schools teaches students to make healthier decisions. It also helps those experiencing food insecurity.
We also know that our school district locally has a very high percentage of students that are food insecure or are eligible for free or reduced price lunch. And so we want to make sure that those students are getting best possible quality of food that they can, because that might be the only meal that they're eating that day.
The USDA grant is also in collaboration with the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. In addition to providing fresh foods, it will also help expand existing programs like some schools' garden clubs and the Harvest of the Month program. I'm Analiko Ochuba, IPM News.
Black bear sightings are rare but not impossible in Illinois. Jess Savage has more.
Black bears sometimes cross state lines from Missouri and Wisconsin. State officials are warning residents of potential sightings or encounters with bears this summer. Jayette Belinsky is a spokesperson with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. She says Illinois residents shouldn't try to run from a bear if you spot one.
The bear traveled a really long distance, most likely to get to Illinois, and didn't have any trouble along the way. And the best we can do is just let it be and let it make its journey back home.
She also says observing a black bear from a great distance is the best approach for this once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Leave the bear alone. Just let the bear be a bear.
She says to bring bird feeders, trash, and grills inside if a bear is nearby. I'm Jess Savage.
Democratic Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is not rejecting the idea of becoming Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate. Dave McKinney has more.
Pritzker's first public appearance since President Biden ended his re-election bid came on the MSNBC program Morning Joe. The governor's being mentioned among several potential candidates who might logically pair up with Harris on the fall ticket. Pritzker said he had not yet received any vetting materials from the Harris campaign, and when asked if he'd be interested in becoming vice president, Pritzker avoided a direct answer that did not rule out the possibility.
Look, I love being the governor of the state of Illinois, and I've been out on the campaign trail fighting hard for Democrats to win.
One strength Pritzker would bring to the ticket is his personal wealth. He spent well over $300 million of his own money on his two gubernatorial elections. This is Dave McKinney.
Still to come, we'll learn about how some cities in the Midwest have started buying up medical debt to help their residents. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, a recent expose looked at the common use of restraint chairs in Illinois jails. And that's despite a United Nations committee saying such use might violate the International Convention Against Torture. We'll talk with the reporter behind the story. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Americans owe medical debt adding up to a staggering $220 billion, according to a recent analysis. It's a vicious cycle that traps millions of people, many of whom are already sick, have a disability, or are living on low incomes. Now, some cities in the Midwest have started buying up medical debt to help their residents. So what does that mean? And how can the average healthcare consumer deal with large medical bills? SideFX Public Media's community engagement specialist, Lizzie McGrevy, spoke with IdeaStream Public Media and SideFX reporter Taylor Wisner about that.
Can you put things into perspective here and tell us how big really is this medical debt problem in the U.S.?
It's enormous. People get into debt after unexpected high-cost medical emergencies, like they break their arm or they get cancer. There are 58 million Americans carrying some form of medical debt, according to a study published in the Journal of American Medical Association in 2021. It's also the leading cause of bankruptcy in the U.S.
That is fascinating. And I have heard that some cities are trying to buy up this debt. Can you give us examples and tell us what exactly this means?
An idea started in Cook County, Illinois, and spread to other communities that cities and counties could use some American Rescue Act funds to buy up residents' medical debts for a fraction of the actual amount of the debt owed. They do this by working with an intermediary, a nonprofit, Undue Medical Debt. The nonprofit goes to hospitals and says, "We'll buy your old medical debt, which you may have already written off, at a steep discount." And so they're basically giving the hospital money they wouldn't be able to collect and removing that bill from the person's credit history. Cities like Cleveland, Ohio, looked at it almost as a stimulus they could give to working and middle-class residents that would relieve a burden. Here's how Cleveland City Council member Chris Harsh described it.
Medical debt is like a monkey on your back. It interferes with your credit score when you try to buy that house or get a car. Your medical debt could be a detractor keeping you from making those next steps in your life.
Now, Taylor, on the face of it, this sounds like a great and helpful thing to do. But there are some people critical of this movement. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yeah, well, they really come down into two camps. People who don't think their tax dollars should go towards helping other people cover their bills. Then there's another group who are maybe more sympathetic to people who find themselves stuck with an unexpected medical bill, but who worry medical debt relief doesn't go far enough. A study came out recently that looked at the earliest group of people helped by the nonprofit I mentioned, Undue Medical Debt, and it found people who had their debt erased didn't see big changes in their mental or financial health. Undue says there needs to be more research, but they also agree, I think, with the premise that a one-time clearing of debt won't entirely fix the problem of our expensive healthcare system. Some people also say medical debt relief programs incentivize hospitals to keep increasing their prices. Because there's no direct price regulation in the U.S., hospitals can charge as much as they think insurance companies will pay.
So, Taylor, for those of us who haven't had our medical debt bought up, what are some things that we can keep in mind or tips to lower our medical bills and make sure that we're not being unfairly charged?
Right. So one reason people find themselves with medical debt has to do with failures from the hospital to provide financial assistance when they should. Jared Walker, founder of the nonprofit Dollar Four, says anyone who gets a big bill should first see if their hospital will cover it outright.
The first thing should be to go and check to see if you're eligible for charity care, because most hospitals in America are nonprofit organizations, and they have to have these policies.
Broadly, you may qualify for financial assistance if for a single person you make $46,000 or less, or for a family of four you make $97,000 or less. But this varies by state. If that doesn't work, Walker says you can request an itemized bill, which breaks down exactly what you're being charged for and how much, and go through that line by line and check with billing codes to make sure the hospital billed your insurance company properly. Then if your insurance company denies a claim they should cover, you can appeal that. He also says you can negotiate your bills. He said he's never seen a hospital bill you couldn't get the hospital to lower. If that doesn't work, he says, ask the hospital to put you on a payment plan. Just don't put it on your credit card if you can help it.
That was health reporter Taylor Wisner speaking with community engagement specialist Lizzie McGrevy. The Checkup is a regular audio segment from SideFX Public Media. SideFX is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 85 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Anuliko Ochuba, Jess Savage, Dave McKinney, and Taylor Wisner. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.